Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
How you doing, Joyce? My name is Detective Avelio Fernandez. I'm calling from the New York City Police Department, 114 Squad. I have a case here with a deaf victim that someone used his credit card information to purchase items.
Sure.
On his card, he's got multiple charges of $39.89, which looks like it's some type of subscription or something like that. But
alrighty, can you give me the address associated with that? I mean, not the address. I am so sorry. Please give me the zip code from the beginning so I can just open up the account for it.
The victim's zip code?
Sure.
Like, I looked online. I see what type of products you guys offer, but he's a elderly male. I don't think he's into working out or anything like that.
Okay.
Zip code is going to be 11102.
Alrighty, thank you for that. And the first and last name associated with that account would be?
First name is Geraldo, G-E-R-A-L-D-O.
Okay.
Last name is Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z.
Alrighty. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with the zip code?
It's 302 Astoria Boulevard, apartment 2C. Astoria, New York, 11102.
Yes, sir. I do see that this started back in September.
Yep.
And what it did. Yes, sir. In September. And it seems like what it was a contest entry to win an iPad. And in the terms of conditions of the sweepstakes, it automatically enrolled him into one of our meal planning apps. And it was called the Bite Hubs. And these meal planning apps just show you how to curb your sugar and your carb intake. And it also gives you recipes prepare food.
Slow down a little bit there. So it's a contest entry
to be able to win an iPad.
Okay. And then that started a subscription?
Yes. And
how many charges do you show? I see on here he has 2493 and then multiple charges.
All the way to January 31st was the last time he was billed, and then it was declined by the whomever he banks with or by his credit card or whatever. But from the 3rd of September, the first payment of it was declined, and then it was billed again on the 3rd. It was approved. October the 3rd, it was approved. The 11th month, which was November, it was approved. December, it was approved. And January the 1st, it was approved.
11-1, it was approved.
Right. It was approved.
December 1st was approved.
Yeah, what it shows the date we actually... On here, it have 1202, and then it has 1102 on here.
Okay.
So it was at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was 5 payments of it that was approved, and when we billed him for the...
You have it on January 1 also?
Yes, I have it on January the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
It was an approved payment. When he was billed again on the 31st of January... which I'm assuming would have been for February payment, the credit card of the bank declined the payment, and that was the last time he was billed for it.
Okay. Now, you said that this is for an app in regards to watching
This is for a contest, and what it is, that app, it automatically enrolled him in to that. It's one of our meal planning apps. And what it does, it will be downloaded to his phone, and then it will show him, you know, little videos about how to curb his sugar intake and the carbs. And then it would also give him recipes how to plan better, healthier foods, you know.
Do you know the name of the meal planning app?
The meal planning app is called Bite Hubs.
Bite Hub?
Bite. B-I-T-E-S. Bite Hub.
Okay. All right. And did you guys receive anything like to try to reverse those charges or anything along the lines of that?
Let me see. Let me go into my notations here. No, sir, because as long as it was never canceled, because as I said, this is actually a contest entry, and he was billed each month that he was steadily enrolled into it. So until it is canceled, then he was steadily charged for it.
Okay.
He was billed every month for it. And as I did state, the last time that we billed him for this was January the 31st. And from there on, he has not been billed recently because it's not showing in my computer. Yes.
Does this show any of, I mean, so it's basically an app that's on its phone. It's probably showing videos and stuff like that.
Correct.
Okay. All righty.
Yes.
Okie doke. And your name again?
My name is Joyce, Joyce.
Okay.
Yes. And until that is canceled out, he will be billed for it.
They'll keep trying to bill it.
Yes, they will. Now, his financial institute or credit card or whatever is, they're more than likely going to decline the payments each time it's billed, because I see
Okay.
they've already started billing, I mean, declining one payment, so they probably will continue declining it. Yes.
All righty. Well, thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated.
You're more than welcome, and if he can get someone to counsel, call in and counsel with all of his information like that, then the payment, the billing can stop.
Okay.
Okay?
All righty. Yep.
And
Thank you very much.
thank you for calling customer
Now, let
service.
me ask you,
Sure.
the information that I gave you, that was all that showed correctly on the account?
That was it what showed correctly to me.
Okay,
That
sounds
is
good.
everything in my system that I have.
So that's something he would have provided in order to
Yes, what
order.
it is he could have answered that survey and entered in the chance to win that. It's a contest entry, and he actually chose to have a chance to win an iPad.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a sweepstakes entry. Probably paid $1, maybe $2 to actually enter into it. And what it's a contest, you know, to see if you could actually be the winner of it, okay? And it doesn't guarantee you, because they will actually send a notice of either email to actually announce the winners.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
All
Sounds
righty.
good. At least we
Yeah.
know where it's coming from. Thank you
Yes.
very much.
And thank you for calling customer
All
service,
right.
and you do have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.